Welcome to the Self-Study Project, a podcast to deepen your practice through reflection with co-hosts Jenna Baird and Stephanie Gibson. Hi, Jenna.
Hi.
I'm pretty excited about this podcast. I guess I'm always excited about the episodes, quite frankly. But, this episode is on getting to know your hosts, which is myself, Stephanie Gibson, and Jenna Baird, my co-host. And, you know, we've kind of been talking about this behind the scenes a little bit. It's like, you know, the ultimate purpose of this podcast is self-reflection. It's called the Self-Study Project. And, you know, but who are we? You know, what tools, what's our story? Why us helping people on this podcast? You know, I have my favorite podcast that I listen to, and I have to ask myself, you know, what makes them the right person for me to listen to on this subject, right? And that's what we're going to talk about today, is just getting to know your hosts of the Self-Study Project. And if anything comes up, any questions you have, you can always email us theselfstudyproject@gmail.com or on our website, theselfstudyproject.com. So Jenna, I would like to just kind of ask you some questions about that. And, you know, what makes Jenna, Jenna? How would you describe who is Jenna?
Yeah. So, I think that there's kind of, yeah, many pieces to that, and who and what I've become, and who, you know, I was all along too, you know. So it's very early on, there were certain things that I can see that made me who I am today. And but in brief, I am definitely a mother of three daughters and love family and being with them and growing and learning from that experience. And I am a yoga studio owner and have had many experiences through, you know, my life work, I would call it, for sure, like felt called to do this work. And it's interesting, you know, it's, 15 plus years that I first started teaching yoga. And I vividly remember, you know, being in the front of the classroom and thinking, what am I doing? Because clearly this is not what I, you know, envisioned being in front of people, but yet I was so called to do it. And for very early on, I started teaching in my early 20s, and it has been a blessing and a gift. And so I see how much it's transformed my life, and then also the gift in the way that I can share it with others. So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Were you raised with, you know, Eastern philosophy, or was that like part of your foundation? Was there spirituality, and, you know, were you exposed to yoga before your 20s, or how did you know, what foundation brought you to yoga as your path?
Right. Yeah, that's a fun question, because definitely was grown up in a, a religious background. We went to church every Sunday, and that, but there was a lot of me that I think about myself, you know, very early on, I was a questioner. So I questioned a lot. And I also was very spiritual, though, but I questioned things that didn't make sense. So, but there was definitely a foundation laid there. And so we, as a family, we definitely would go to church a lot. But over the years, towards not necessarily Eastern philosophy, but what I ended up finding, I don't know if this is a Sagittarius in me or what, but is that I love learning about different ways of living and philosophy and cultures and travel. And so I, in college, studied a lot of art and a lot about philosophies. I actually studied every religion there is. So I'm absolutely fascinated by it, and have incorporated many aspects of different philosophies into my own personal life and see how they kind of all tie together. But also have left some of it aside that I don't believe fosters my highest growth too, you know, so kind of this nice little blend. And so, yeah, very early on, I've had some opportunities too for like those spiritual growths to come about, and that, yeah.
Yeah. And so you are a studio owner, you are a registered yoga teacher, you're a Reiki 2 healer, you offer retreats. What other kind of career choices? Because, of course, we have personal things that have led us to being where we are, and like maybe your health when you were younger, things like that. But what other tools do you implement in your career style? Do you think help you with doing this kind of podcast and self-reflection and growth?
Yeah, so definitely a lot of my experiences I feel and what I feel called to share and this podcast and things like that, and even why I opened a yoga studio and why I went ahead and like took that risk to do the major retreats that we put on and both you and I put on, and then I've done teen girl retreats, and so there's so many things that I can think about that have kind of brought that together. I've definitely traveled a lot. Early 20s, I did a big travel with a friend and my sister to Central America, and I was blown away. But that truly, I can see now, has shaped who I am today, where I really happiness really comes from. Where coming from United States, living in central, Central Coast, California, and having being very blessed and find with that kind of just and then going to a poverty-stricken country and seeing that these people are truly happy. And it really, my sister and I are both surfers, so we moved away from our hometown to go away to college and to surf, and then also to travel together. And then we surfed some amazing waves actually in Central America and Nicaragua and Costa Rica. But what was so amazing about that is not knowing, today what those experiences would shape for today. Then, and it's interesting now because now I offer retreats and I do quite a bit with a focus on with you and I, we focus on the well-being part. And then I do also adventure retreats with like yoga, stand-up paddleboard, getting people out in nature and all the things that I felt healed and supported me in my own growth. And I do some humanitarian work, so even at the yoga studio, we'll do occasional, like homeless bags, getting those kind of gathered up. And the humanitarian part definitely was inspired by traveling to Nicaragua for sure. And then, kind of why I got into yoga too, and holistic health actually, was due to a lack of answers and being a sickly child. And so, just constantly being sick, and my skin, there were so many signs that now I see were telling, not clearly the body wasn't happy, but I would eat and then I would lay on the couch, and although looked healthy somewhat as a kid, but I had dark circles in my eyes and then rashes and couldn't hear very well. So and then at 19, finally discovered that I was sensitive to wheat, and only sensitive, not even allergic. And so it caused all these problems, and but led me to want answers. And part of that was seeking out kind of alternatives, and then also towards the path of yoga and being in that. So that's kind of what brought me to it.
It's interesting too to know that through the personal experience of what we can call suffering, not having ear infections, not being able to hear. And if we use that as an opportunity for self-reflection, though at the time you might have been too young to realize that's what you were doing, because like you're saying, you're seeing all of your life experiences accumulate to provide you with who you are today. Is that it quiet? Didn't you talk about it, how it quieted you? Because not only can you literally not hear people, so you had to observe, you had to pay closer attention to your world and reflect upon it because your way of communication had to be different, right?
Absolutely, yeah. So that's such a good point, because not being able to hear very well really, like I retreated a lot inwardly, and there was a lot of powerful gifts that actually came about because of that. A lot of insight. I could realize, the thoughts that I was thinking and the way that I was interpreting my world was definitely not what maybe a lot of, young 5-year-olds might be thinking about. But I was really sensitive to energy. I could feel people's presence and what they're maybe behind their words were really saying. And It heightened my senses, I believe, to a pretty significant amount. And it also, there was what I find yoga has provided for me that I really needed. And because I couldn't hear, you kind of like, I wasn't very grounded either. So it really helped me to drop into my body and help to support the body I was very uncomfortable in, because a lot of ways, not feeling well, and I was not constantly on prescription drugs, and just nothing seemed to help. And I would flunk all these little hearing tests and things and not finding answers. And I would just withdraw more and more inward. And so it does some cool things in that way, right? Or pain or suffering, to find answers and to really say, is there a better way? And there really was a better way. And I love sharing that experience, because many are finding that they are arriving to the studio saying, is there a better way? Because now we're not just saying, okay, is health only just physical? Nope, it's so much mental and what we think. And that's what yoga provides so well. And so it's such a good tool for dropping in, anchoring, and kind of grounding ourselves. So, yeah.
It sounds to me a lot, as a yoga teacher as well, is that I didn't realize until studying yoga more extensively how much more yoga, which is what you identify kind of what you do and what it, what you offer, is way more than the physical exercise. Just like illness is way more than the physical symptom. Yoga, it's as if you were learning to practice yoga long before you knew what an asana or a pose was, through the introspection, through, like you said, about grounding in the body, that you kind of, it just made kind of open my mind, even though I believe and think this way already. But the way you worded it was you had to learn grounding and you weren't. And so your body offered you many opportunities to say, hello, remember me? We're down here in this body. Here's an earache. Doesn't that hurt? Here's a skin rash. Isn't that irritating? And it, if we can self-reflect on it instead of band-aid it, put steroid creams on it, make it go away, I'm not listening. Instead, it's a sign. It's a sign for introspection. It's a sign for quietness. It's a sign to slow down. It's a sign to reflect. And as you identify now, it was an opportunity to teach you grounding and presence. And I think that that's really where and why, we all, when we do this podcast, that you and I both, we listened to a podcast recently that had said something like, she's got many educations to support what she does for a living. Yet she says, while I have this idea of this subject, it doesn't make me the expert end all be all know all on this. It's we are bringing, and she brought what we are bringing in this podcast. We're bringing to words, we're bringing to light the things that we all are going through all the time. And even though we sometimes think, okay, that tool, 1 + 1 = 2, we're good to go. And sometimes we add it up faster than other people, and other people do it faster than us. It's the bringing it to light, bringing it to words, the condition that we all experience. We're all going to have those ailments and people and religious backgrounds or whatever. How are you using it? How are you tying it together? How are you using that opportunity for self-reflection? Because you also said, I don't know if it's the Sagittarius in me. And as an astrologer, you started to list the items. And I was like, yep, yes, and yes. those are definitely, and if, and that's why I love the exploration of astrology, is because it is a guide. It is a tool for self-compassion, self-reflection, understanding. And the more we have compassion for ourselves or realize what tools are in your toolbox. If you try to, if you would have never gone anywhere, if you would have not used those opportunities to travel and explore and open yourself up, the play hard, work hard nature of a Sagittarius, you would be miserable and you would not have grown to the potential you have now had, because you went with that blueprint that you were born from and the tool, their tools. That's wonderful. And
And I
then,
do remember when I first met you, I was blown away with like how much discovery I learned through a lot of the tools of your holistic work and your astrology work. And that reminds me about like all the things that you are a part of, like there's so many things that you offer the world, and I'm just blown away with like how many different things you've experienced too. Because I know,
Subjects.
right? Your career, your hobbies, like for example, I mean, you fly, your the holistic health aspect, and there's your Reiki healer, a yoga teacher. I mean, the list keeps going on, a photographer. I'm just amazed at all the things that you do and continue to do in
Thank you. And
many
I
different
think that
ways.
there's my toolbox right there. And
Yeah,
I'm a Gemini. And
that's right.
while those are, astrology, this is, we can totally do an astrology podcast someday because it is so in depth. That's the place of the sun's location at my birth. It's just the sun sign. There's so many other components that tie full make a person fully rounded in who they are, what controls them, government governs them, overrules them. And as a Gemini, that my tools can on the outside, or to let's say a Taurus, be infuriating because they are so singularly focused and they put lots of energy towards one thing, and that is peace for them. And if they were to do all the different things that I do, which a Gemini is very known for, it would be chaos. And that's the neat thing about what we've been given, if we have compassion for that, because I could have, as a child, I've done so many hobbies that as a child, it was probably pretty frustrating for my mom because, she was a very different person and lifestyle and sign. But to recognize that they were the tools that I needed to become who I am. And so they could have been very infuriating to myself, seen as fickle, like I would be an artist for a while and then I wouldn't pick up a charcoal for a long time. And it's like, wait, I thought you were an artist. No, now I'm astronomer. I'm an
It
astronomer.
keeps
And
your mom on her
yeah,
toes for
it
sure.
did
But
definitely.
yeah, and I'm sure, I mean, all of those aspects and things that you've gone through have helped you become the person you are. And yeah, in what ways do you see how that's helped you in your, like, in the now, in the here?
Yeah, it definitely has. I'm a holistic health practitioner from personal need, though I have, learned many more things through internships, working through under doctors that are known for pretty, raw veganism and pretty extreme lifestyles, and working for nurses that worked with doctors that set huge new medical protocols in holistic practices that change lives, and controversial things, and internships to learn about those things, and then my own education, but all fueled in holistic health through an early diagnosis of a rare autoimmune disease. And so, kind of like what you mentioned about what a bigger sign that to say, grounded, being grounded than your body miscommunicating and having an underintelligent, essentially immune response. And so that definitely led me there. And it probably required a few triggers from earlier on in life. And so, yeah, everything adds up. And if we can look at it as beneficial, because my mom raised me and my brother by herself, and you learn a lot by watching a single mom be mom and dad and everything that you need her to be, and doing her best with rearing, and then food sensitivities create reactions, and there I have dermatomyositis, perhaps as a gift, I've said, to be able to learn now holistic healing. So, and then I'm a registered yoga teacher and Reiki healer. I've done photography, and quite frankly, that has taught me a lot about personalities, because, and that has helped me in my coaching and workshops and retreats and membership programs and working one-on-one with clients. And thank goodness I have astrology to help me understand too, because when you photograph weddings and you deal with brides, you learn a lot about personality, because sometimes you see people at their best and you see people at their absolute worst. In cases like that. And even as a pilot, like you said, I am a pilot, and it has taught me about being grounded even when you are literally up in the air. So yeah, I can see how it all comes together, but astrology has really, really, been a huge component to my self-compassion and understanding, because otherwise I could be seen, even in my own mind, as being all over the place with all the careers that I've done. It started out in early childhood education, went to art history, and then ended up in holistic health. But if you look at the jobs I've had,
Yeah, diverse.
they are very unrelated and diverse. Yeah.
But what I
And
find that has helped with, like when I see you at the retreats and you're talking about astrology, and I've done quite a, heard other people talk about astrology and things like that, but the amount of compassion that you always put behind who people are, it helps them not only understand who they are better, but I think because of, all your different experiences, right? You can help people really hone in on themselves in such a really cool way. And yeah, and listen, and what's some of the services that you offer that, yeah.
So I have coaching programs online, and I do one-on-one like mentorship memberships, holistic nutrition, iridology, homeopathy. I'm also a Reiki 2 practitioner like you, and then I allergy elimination, yoga courses, not really yoga classes. I don't really teach them, but more like let's use yoga as a tool to dive deeper. And it could include physical postures, but it might be just breathing or exploring yourself a little bit further. So that's all yoga, as you've described, because we can summarize most of your life as yoga, even though you've done, it's all kind of tied together. Even as being a mother, which I want to ask you a couple questions before we finish too about that. And then I coach people on juicing. I have more than 400 days experience of juice cleansing over the past 15 years, and finding your individual nutrition plan because we're all super different. Astrology coaching. As a holistic health practitioner, quite frankly, what I've come to learn is that you don't just help somebody when they have a physical illness or a diagnosis or symptoms. The best time to be working with people is in the in-between times, is when they don't really identify with being ill or injured or diagnosed or needing treatment. But it's all the in-between times about how we think, who we're around, the toxicity, whether that be what you eat, the people around you, what you think is going to either lead to health or lead to disease. And when you have somebody who can holistically coach you and mentor you on, let's look at that a different way. I have my own, by the way, I have my own coaches. Not only are you one of those people, but I have, a registered nurse practitioner who helps me be in check when I'm like, she's like, you know what? You're focusing on that pain a little too much. You need to focus on the tools that you have, but we all need reminded. That's what I love. That's what I feel helps me self-reflect, and I help other people look at a mirror, basically, and self-reflect. Maybe that would be my new business card, is
Oh,
I
I think so.
am a mirror holder. That's what
That's right. Yep. That's excellent. Yep. That's a
I also
gift.
with I'm not a mom, but I love, having started my career long time ago in early childhood education, teaching preschool, then substitute teaching for kindergarten, and even wanting to be a full-on school teacher, kind of changed that, obviously. And I wanted to be in corporate aviation. I wanted to be a pilot pretty early on, and then I got diagnosed while working in aviation. I got diagnosed with the rare autoimmune disease, and kind of learned that I, after spending all my money on treatment, that I needed to learn how to heal myself. And so kind of took a different path than the rearing children. And I've learned a lot, by the way, from you, by what I see you do with your three girls too, on how the self-reflection that you allow them. It's not necessarily that you're teaching it to them, because if you allow it and you present it in your own life, they just do it. And there's so many ways I've seen your girls, and the way that they are a self-reflection, they are a self-study project unto themselves, and it has everything to do with, you as a parent, and allowing that. And I think that that's going to be a good future podcast, is on that sort of holistic parenting approach that you have taken.
Yeah, it's all just yeah, just all these different experiences, and that's what's interesting about being a mom is like you never know what's going to kind of come in your path, but they are always teaching moments, and I'm blown away what they teach back to me, and I'm teaching them, and then they teach me back, so it's really fun. And I remember, I mean, just the other day I were sitting out in the car, and my youngest daughter comes out, tears, and so I was thinking about the way that I speak to them, and it would be fun to talk more about this, because I asked her, I said, well, what's the bridge you need to create more, to help your sister meet you, because bridges have to be created instead of separation, and she's pretty
Wow.
young, but they
That's
grasp
awesome.
it, and they like those visuals, and I can tell that they grow so much because they're allowed to express themselves, and they're allowed to feel, and all those things, I think we all want to be seen, heard, and so.
A great tool that is, even beyond being a child and having siblings. But what about your coworker? What about your relationships, in-laws, your siblings, whatever is, even as an adult. And listeners, we, after this podcast, as we can kind of, wrap things up with it, is if there's a subject you heard that you see that we have, that we want to create this for you. And just now, and even though like I said, I do not have children, and just listening to what Jenna has to say about the way she would word situations that are coming up with her youngsters, we will have podcasts on parenting, on interpersonal relationships, astrology, all that we've brought up. But we just wanted to share a little bit more about us and why we are offering these tools, and to assure you that we don't have it all figured out, but we do hope that we can provide you with some tools. So thank you, Jenna, for sharing
Thank
this time,
you.
and thank you to our listeners.
Yes.
We'll see you
Take
next
care.
time.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Self Study Project, a podcast to deepen your practice through reflection, with co-hosts Jenna Baird and Stephanie Gibson. Subjects cover holistic health, nutrition, yoga, philosophy, spirituality, astrology, parenting, relationships, conscious living, sustainable practices, and so much more. At no time does this podcast offer medical advice and is for educational purposes only. It remains your decision to pursue any information, and do not hold your hosts or their guests liable. More information available at theselfstudyproject.com.